vengeance, punishment, destruction for all who don't follow Jesus. I'm not sure if I've ever used the word vengeance in describing the fate of unbelievers. In my desire to distance myself from sadistic Christians who revel in the idea of wrath and punishment, I may have crossed a line. Refusing to teach a passage of Scripture is just as wrong as abusing it. I really believe it's time for some of us to stop apologizing for God and start apologizing to Him for being embarrassed by the ways He has chosen to reveal Himself. Hell in 2 Peter and Jude. Apart from those of Paul, two other letters speak extensively of wrath and judgment. In fact, 2 Peter 2 alone looks like a chapter out of Dante's Inferno, while the book of Jude reads like a medieval tract written to scare peasants into unwavering church attendance and a steady tithe. These books together speak of destruction, 2 Peter 2, 1, 3, 12, 3, 7, 9, Jude 5, 10, 11, punishment, 2 Peter 2, 9, Jude 7, judgment, 2 Peter 2, 4, 9, Jude 4, condemnation, 2 Peter 2, 3, Jude 4, hell, 2 Peter 2, 4, and retributive suffering, 2 Peter 2, 13, that await the ungodly who don't follow Jesus. Hell is described as the gloom of utter darkness, 2 Peter 2, 17, Jude 13, and the punishment of eternal fire, Jude 7, 23. Terms that would be very familiar, as we have seen, in the author's Jewish context. Now, these books emphasize that hell is reserved for evil angels and false teachers who indulge in fleshly desires and distort the gospel for financial gain, 2 Peter 2, 1, 4, 15-16. But both authors affirm that the same punishment is in store for all unrighteous people, 2 Peter 2, 9, Jude 14-15. As much as these terrifying images of wrath and hell are unpleasant to read, they do capture an important part of the Christian message. God will severely punish those who don't bow the knee to King Jesus. Hell in Revelation. But even 2 Peter and Jude don't match John's description of hell in the book of Revelation. So to the final book we turn. The first passage where we see a description of hell is Revelation 14. Speaking of the final judgment of God, the author writes, "If anyone worships the beast and its image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, he also will drink the wine of God's wrath, poured full strength into the cup of his anger, and he will be tormented with fire and sulfur in the presence of the..."